This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
We've talked about Houston basketball's return to prominence underneath Kelvin Sampson's tutelage, coaching, recruiting, culture building, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there was a period where Houston basketball reigned supreme. Phi Slamma Jamma.
Yeah, buddy.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, just true greatness in college basketball. Basketball royalty, as it were. Hakeem Olajuwon is still a guy, even though the postgame is quote-unquote dying, that players will pay $250,000 to go spend a summer with him.
Gotta learn the dream shake.
The post fundamentals. Have you ever watched his like teaching videos?
Like, no, because it's $250,000. You can give that away for free.
He's done like little snippets of like the drills that he puts these guys through. And I think Dream's like 58, something like that now. He moves better than you or I ever moved in our entire lives at his age now. It is insane how fluid and rhythmic he is. Now, so much of that is DNA, natural talent, all that kind of stuff. But it's also because he's drilled this stuff endlessly. Mm-hmm. And what he is and how synonymous he is with Houston basketball makes this so egregious. After Houston wins the game, Hakeem Olajuwon is right there on the edge of the floor. And some 28-year-old security guard is telling him, no, you can't come up here and celebrate with this program, with this team. Keep in mind, this game is happening in San Antonio. Remember what Hakeem Olajuwon used to do to David Robinson?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that does not make sense.
There's a step even beyond that. One of the Houston administrators is like lobbying, like, do you not know who this is?
Yeah.
Let him up there.
That right there is exactly where I was going, is that this reeks of security guard taking his job far too seriously. But also, that's on Houston. It's on Houston because they have a very limited supply of credentials of you can give somebody a badge that can take them anywhere they want. How Houston did not give that to Hakeem Olajuwon of all people is mind-boggling. And it should happen. This is on security guard for not knowing who Hakeem is. But also, you know, a lot of the people that work security and that work as ushers, a lot of them don't know or care about who is who or what is what. They don't even know what they're doing because the hiring of that, they don't want people who are going to just watch the game the entire time. They want people who are going to do their job. So it's a little bit on that young Sparky there trying to make a good impression. I think this is more on University of Houston for not making sure Hakeem freaking Olajuwon. Yeah. And if Clyde Drexler were to show up, like, those two guys should be the two guys that automatically you get whatever badge you want. You're in the locker room with these guys. Hell, you're sitting on the bench with our team if you
because
want to.
He was in the locker room later.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
So little context, like when you're talking about security and stuff like that, like at Blazers games, I've got my media pass. I know everybody that I interact with, I'm there every game. Like, it's a little bit different. Like, I could not have my security badge on me, and I could walk around because everyone there knows me. You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of deal. But this is a different deal. It's not your home court. It's a national event.
Yeah.
All that kind of thing. Even then, it's Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, I wonder if that young guy is going, oh, boy. Because if he has any friends that are fans of basketball, they're like, dude, how could you do that? Now, if they are hardcore Spurs fans, they're probably like, way to go, dude. You know what?
I almost hope that's the outcome, because that's the only way.
Yeah.
Because even, like, here's the thing. Like, again, at a Blazers game, The Knicks came to town. Patrick Ewing was walking around without a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And nobody says a damn thing because it's Patrick mother bleeping Ewing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bats an eye because it's Patrick Ewing. Like, yeah, he's fine.
He looked good, too. He looked, Hakeem looked old,
but
he looked good, dude.
Fit.
Yeah, he's looking awesome.
He's got to stay in shape to get that quarter mil to go work out with him.
You're damn right. It's worth it.
Look, that NBA money is not as good. It was good then. Better now.
Yeah, I wonder how much.
I bet you he didn't make $100 million.
You want Hakeem Olajuwon?
Yeah.
Just
because of the era, man.
No.
It's so, honestly, I think that's where most of like the old heads, like why they get so irritated at the young guys is because how much money they made.
Oh, $110 million in salary.
There you go.
He made $110 million in salary.
And I think he had the highest paid contract in the NBA at one point in time.
$102.998 in his salary, and then they throughout his career, and then it's saying that he hit incentives that got him over 110.
All NBA, winning a title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which those incentives were not as lucrative as they are now.
No, I mean, you guys now get $1 million for making the playoffs.
I don't know how much he made, but probably not a lot from his Spalding shoe.
No, probably not.
You know?
Yeah. Not real high up there, I don't think.
No.
But, I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon, man.
You should probably know.
Can't treat. Look, you see a older 7-foot man that everyone on the Houston sidelines is like, no, we're good here.
Yeah, you should probably.
The process should probably happen.
Yeah.
Look, I understand if it's, just to throw a smaller guy out there, Damon Stoudemire.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's Arizona, it's out there. And you're just not familiar with Damon Stoudemire's game. You see 5'10" dude in Arizona gear, you go, all right.
According to Celebrity Net Worth, which is never wrong, net worth of Hakeem, $300 million.
Probably invested pretty well. I imagine he invested around in the Houston area. Probably got some fast food restaurants.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I hope he has like some Hakeem Steakhouse.
Yeah, or real estate empire.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, Hakeem's Muslim, so maybe a halal restaurant.
Well, I mean, come on. If he doesn't have like a joint with like a milkshake counter that's called Dream Shake, then we're missing everything here.
Yeah, right?
Oh, boy, he's really smart with what he does.
What's he got?
He had transacted over, this is as of 2006, had transacted over $100 million worth of real estate purchases, specializing in buying properties that are ripe for development via public improvements like stadiums or train stops. For example, he buys largely undeveloped plots of land near transportation lines and popular highway exits.
Oh, as it expands.
Yeah. He bought a 41-acre property near NASA's Johnson Space Center and development into a restaurant community. He owns parking garages, apartment complex, commercial buildings, and single-family homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good gig if you can find it.
Oh, he bought Houston's former Federal Reserve Bank and converted it into a mosque.
There you go. I knew there had to be something there for him.
He owns the World Trade Center of Houston building. So.
Okay.
I think he's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't even need that $250K. That's probably why it's so expensive. It's like, dude, if you're going to make me do this, make it worth my money.
Yeah.
Make it worth my time. I have to be incentivized here. So Hakeem Olajuwon doing really well.
It also keeps the the dregs out.
Yeah, but you mean of the NBA?
Yeah, like you can't afford this dog,
dude. You're not a scraggler. I remember when LaMarcus went down and worked out with him one off season. That was a big deal.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it worked out really well for him.
He turned
LaMarcus incredible post footwork.
Yep. Yep.
Not a bad place to be.
Wow.
All right, so there you go.
Who knew?
Security, be better.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.